As we reported earlier, Benton County was hit particularly hard by last night's severe weather. This morning, Ozarks at-large's Timothy Dennis spoke with Holland Hayden, the director of communications for the City of Siloam Springs, to find out how extensive the storm damage was in the city.
What effect did the storm have last night? How much damage has been seen in Siloam Springs?
Well, luckily, we only saw damage from downed trees, uprooted trees. We haven't seen a lot of home damage, and thankfully, there were no reported injuries from last night's damage through the severe weather. But a lot of limbs, a lot of uprooted trees, and of course, some downed power lines as well.
I understand that the storm knocked out quite a bit of infrastructure in Siloam Springs.
It did. Close to 8,000 people lost power because the main GRDA, that's the Grand River Dam Authority system, where we buy our power, was hit and two breakers were open. However, crews restored approximately 80% of customers by about 10:30 last night. So they worked incredibly swiftly and was able to get the electricity on very, very quickly. Right now, there's still a few people without power, and that's because of downed lines, because of limbs. Our crews are going to be out restoring that power and making sure that, first of all, people are safe from down power lines and working very quickly to make sure that everybody does have power.
Now, this morning, I've read reports that 911 service was affected for a while.
Well, you know, we thought it was. And upon further investigation, it looks like it wasn't. Mainly, the challenge was that people weren't able to get through from their end. So we were still getting phone calls from 911 and on our 911 lines. However, it looked like it at the time. Our dispatch did go down. Some of our radios went down. And really what we did, we just kind of banded together, created a plan, and started putting it in place in our emergency operations center.
Now, this morning, the storm's moved through. What is happening now on the ground in Siloam Springs now that it's done?
Well, it's a little bit of rain right now, but again, our crews, especially electric, are out trying to restore power to everybody, continuing to do patrols, make sure everybody is safe, and our street crews are busy really getting some of those big limbs out of the way. It's going to take a while to get everything cleaned up after this storm, but anything that could impede traffic, that could cause damage to cars, are trying to get it out of the roadway so people can remain safe in the town.
Now, there's more rain and possibly thunderstorms in the forecast for today. What would you have people, residents, keep in mind to stay safe in those storms?
Really, they just need to be prepared. I think last night really showed everybody that you have to plan ahead for these. We can't really predict what Mother Nature is going to do, but we can prepare. There's a list of tips on our website at SilomSprings.com that tells people exactly what they can do to make sure that they are prepared for storms, and, you know, things like working together with your friends and family to establish a storm network, getting some of your medication together if you need to go to a shelter, making sure that you can actually get into a safe place in your own home, maybe a bathtub with a mattress over you. Just those tips that seem like common sense, but when it's going on and it's hectic and it's panic, you need to know that you have prepared. So I would really recommend people go to SilomSprings.com. It's listed right on our front page there.
Holland Hayden is the Director of Communications for the City of Siloam Springs, and Ozarks at-large's Timothy Dennis spoke with her via telephone this morning. Hayden says through the storm, the city received several notifications about blocked roads and downed power lines through its Facebook and Twitter accounts, which can be found at facebook.com/cityofsilomsprings and twitter.com/silomsprings.